From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm James Hattori, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, James.
You know what, Will, I've been filling in for Leanne for 3 weeks now, and you finally converted me. I'm a puzzle freak now.
All right.
Of course, you'll have Leanne back next week to challenge even more than I know. You've been going easy on me this time. What else can I do to build on my newfound affection for puzzles, Will?
Well, you know, the movie Wordplay about crossword puzzles and me that was on was a hit 2 years ago. It's going to be on PBS Tuesday night from 10 to 11:30 Eastern Time, and it kicks off a new season of Independent Lens. So check it out.
All the fans, I'm sure, will be waiting to see that on the air. Why don't you remind us now of the challenge that you left us with last week?
Yes, I said name a well-known city in the United States, two words, 10 letters altogether. Add the letter A at the front, and add the city's two-letter state postal abbreviation at the end. The resulting 13-letter chain will be a palindrome. That is, it will read backward and forward the same. What is it?
Well, I struggled with it, but didn't manage to come up with it. So what's the answer?
The answer is Walla Walla, Washington.
I've actually been to Walla Walla. They like the name so much they named it twice, right?
That's right.
Well, like I said, that was a tough one for me, but, you know, that's not saying a whole lot. Apparently, it was easy for a lot of people. We received about 3,000 correct entries to this week's puzzle, and our randomly selected winner this week is David Jernigan of San Antonio, Texas. Hey, David.
Hey, hello.
Now, did I hear correctly that you're a fan of this movie as well that we were talking about a second ago?
Yes, and in fact, I met Will Shortz at Sundance Film Festival in 2006. I attended one of the screenings of the movie. He was there along with a lot of the folks who were featured in the film, and so I actually met him afterwards and was able to speak to him about how much I enjoyed the film and these puzzle segments. And in fact, just a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I watched the movie on DVD because she had not seen it yet.
Well, there it is, your biggest fan, Will, right in San Antonio, Texas. So how long have you been playing the puzzle, David?
I actually started playing the puzzle before I got married, so I got married 12 years ago, so I remember dating and being at my future in-laws' houses trying to figure out the puzzles back in the days when you had to mail them in on a postcard.
Of course, you probably had more trouble back then because you were more preoccupied with your spouse.
I had some distractions then, yes.
Yeah. Well, David, meet Will, and let's go ahead and start.
All right, David, I have a feeling you're going to be a good puzzler today. I just got back from Rio de Janeiro, the site of this year's World Puzzle Championship, which is what inspired this puzzle. Every answer is a seven-letter word or name that contains the consecutive letters R-I-O. Somewhere in it. For example, if I gave you the clue inquisitive, you would say curious.
Okay.
All right, number one is a lover of one's country.
Patriot.
Patriot is right. Number two is Toronto's province.
Ontario.
Uh-huh. Not joking around.
Serious.
Uh-huh. Baseball team that plays at Camden Yards.
Orioles.
Good. Screamingly funny.
Riotous.
Excellent. A man experienced in battle.
Warrior.
Uh-huh. Very angry.
Furious.
Yes. Vehicle in Ben-Hur.
Chariot.
That's right. A light French roll.
I'm sorry, light French what?
Roll or bun.
Oh, croissant?
No, it doesn't have R-I-O consecutive in it.
I'm blanking on that one.
And the R-I-O, those are the second, third, and fourth letters, in case that helps.
It's kind of a more baked and kind of harder than a croissant, and kind of rounded sometimes.
I can't come up with it. I'm showing my culinary ignorance on this one.
Do I get to guess?
Go ahead.
How about brioche?
Brioche is right. Mm. Good. Highly caustic criticism.
Highly caustic criticism. Blanking on that
something,
one, too.
Something that's really nasty. Do you know, James?
No, I'm blanking on that one, too. Sorry.
That's vitriol.
Oh,
of course.
Vitriol. Try this one. Diverse or assorted.
Various.
That's right. An ancient trumpet or its shrill sound.
Clarion.
Uh-huh. A resident of Nicosia.
Cypriot.
Excellent. Richard, who was mayor of Los Angeles from 1993 to 2001.
Reardon.
That's good. This next one is a two-word phrase, deductive as reasoning.
Deductive as reasoning. Might need some help with this one.
And the first part of the two-word phrase is one letter, and the second part is six letters.
One letter like, followed by six letters.
Yeah, deductive. It's a kind of reasoning.
May need help with this one also.
Do you know, James?
No, I'll need the help as well.
Okay, I'll just tell you the answer. It's a priori.
Oh.
A priori. And here's your last one. It's an informal British goodbye.
Cheerio.
Cheerio is correct.
Wow. I mean, the first ones, you were on a real roll.
Oh, I saved the hard ones for the end. That's why.
I guess so. Well, that was still pretty good, David.
Well, thank you.
You're obviously a practitioner of puzzles going way back, and for playing with us today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin and the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, plus Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. David, tell us what member station you listen to there in San Antonio.
It's KSTX.
All right. David Jernigan, San Antonio, Texas, thanks again for playing the puzzle with us this week.
Thank you very much. It was very enjoyable.
All right. Will, so what is the challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from listener Steve Dobbinspeck of Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Name a country in 11 letters that contains an R in its name. Change the R to a K and rearrange all the letters to name three makes of automobiles. What are they? So again, a country in 11 letters. It contains an R somewhere in its name. Change the R to a K. Rearrange all the letters to name three makes of automobiles. What's the country and what are the autos?
Well, countries, autos, and words all in one puzzle.
That's right.
When you have the answer to this puzzle, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time in case you're the winner. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, it's been fun filling in for Leanne, and I thank you again for being with us this week.
It's been a pleasure, James. Thanks a lot.
And we'd like to remind all of you that the Sunday Puzzle is available as a podcast. Now you can listen to Will Shortz befuddling our listeners and me at your convenience. For information, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the podcasts link.